Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome to 2018. Oh my goodness, my desire for the coming year is to bring you the good news that Jesus is alive and he loves you very much. But you know, since this program, Psalms of Hope, goes all over the world, I'm aware that people in various nations confront danger and war and sometimes even death for believing in Jesus, our Messiah. Yet at the beginning of this new year, I also know that God's Word, the Bible, stands true, and we can trust in His promises to us, no matter where we live. And even though you, dear listener, may not be facing war in your nation, you may be facing your own personal disaster. And it's also with you in mind that I want to share some promises from God's Word that will still stand true even these thousands of years later. In fact, I'm claiming that this is your year for miracles. Amen. Well, the first promise I want to share is from Luke 4:18-19. Jesus had been traveling in ministry, and he decided to come back to his hometown of Nazareth. The Bible describes that he went to the synagogue to worship, and it says, as was his custom. Jesus sat down then to read from the scroll the scripture for the day. It was from Isaiah 61. And then Luke reports that Jesus read, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, the blind will see, the oppressed will be set free, and the time of the Lord's favor has come. And then Jesus rolled up the scroll, sat down, and said, the scripture you've just heard has been fulfilled this very day. Isn't that amazing? 2,000 years after the prophet Isaiah wrote it, Jesus, the Messiah, fulfilled the prophecy. Well, it is now 2018, and you may ask, what does that have to do with me in this coming year? Everything. Yes, everything. Jesus is saying to you, dear listener, that if you're poor, if you're in prison, or captive of anything, even your own anger or fear, if you are blind, whether physically or spiritually, if you are oppressed, Jesus says to you this day in 2018, I've come to you, no matter where you live, to be your Savior and your Lord, to heal you, to bind up your broken heart, and set you free from whatever it is that keeps you in bondage. This can be your year of new beginnings. This can be the year your dreams come true. This can be the year that you dream new dreams. This can be your year of miracles. Well, there's a precious song that I love that tells about the miracle that happens when Jesus comes into our lives. Here is Vern Jackson singing, He Touched Me.
Shackled by a heavy burden, beneath the load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now something happened. Savior, and since he cleansed and made me whole, oh, I will never cease to praise him.
To praise him,
I'll shout it while eternal. My soul, something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole.
Something happened, and now I know. He touched me and made me whole. Oh, yes, dear friend, that's what Jesus wants to do for you, make you whole. Jesus said in John 8:31 and 32, "You are truly my disciples if you remain faithful to my teachings, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Well, the truth I want to remind you of this year is the bedrock statement that Jesus loves you, that Jesus said he will never leave you or forsake you. Jesus said, as I mentioned in the earlier segment, that he came to set you free from whatever it is that keeps you in bondage, that keeps you from living a vibrant life of joy in Jesus. Well, yes, I know for some the past year was a difficult year, and so we're looking forward to a new year with Jesus as our Lord to guide and direct us. In fact, the past few months have been hard for me as I've had to deal with the unexpected death of a dear friend who is also an integral part of my ministry. It has caused me to need to restructure the administrative part of my radio ministry. And yes, saying goodbye to a loved one is hard. And picking up the pieces and moving on is also hard, isn't it? You know, in the Chinese language, there's no direct English word for our word, goodbye. The two Chinese characters used to translate this word really means see you again. Well, as followers of Jesus, we can know that we will see our loved one again in heaven. And so even though this year may have challenges for you as you face the coming year without your loved one, you can trust Jesus, your Savior and Lord, to bring you through. His promise to you from Isaiah is that he will heal your broken heart. You know, all through our lives, we may have had experiences for which we had no good answers. Events may have occurred that were hurtful or even devastating. There are examples of people in the Bible who went through most difficult circumstances. Job, with losing his children, his wealth, and even his health, comes to my mind. And yet in the middle of his pain, of his darkness, Job said, "But God knows where I am going, and when he tests me, I will come out as pure gold, for I have stayed on God's paths and have followed his ways." Oh, friend, may we too hang on to God as Job did. He may not have understood all that he was going through, but he knew that God was worthy of his trust and that God would bring him through pure as gold. Well, the next song I want to play has a message for us in the middle of our storm. Here are the Tallies singing, Be Still My Soul.
Be still my soul. The Lord is on thy side. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain.
Still my soul, the Lord is on your side. Oh yes, that's the message we can hang on to for this coming year. The Lord is on our side. You know, I was recently talking to a writer friend, and she was lamenting that she never keeps her New Year's resolutions. Well, I laughed and said, I don't make New Year's resolutions because I don't like to set myself up for failure. Well, we did laugh, but it set me to thinking. While I'm a goal setter and love to dream new dreams and pray over them for God to help me fulfill them, I have found that it's God who helps me to change and grow into His likeness, not just a resolution to be better at doing something. And for most of us, our resolutions are usually ones that we think will help us be a better person. Well, the Apostle Paul in his letter to the church in Ephesus had some pretty straightforward directions to help us be a better person, to be more Christ-like. He wrote, Since you have heard about Jesus and have learned the truth that comes from him, throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new creation, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. Yes, Paul is telling us to throw off our former way of life and renew our thoughts and attitudes. But changing the way we think isn't easy, is it? Yet, psychologists say we can change the way we think by replacing our negative thoughts and words and learning new positive concepts. Well, they say anyone can change, but how much more we can change because we can ask Jesus, our Lord, to help us. It is His Spirit in us that will help us to love when we don't feel like it. It's His Spirit in us that will help us to forgive. It is His Spirit in us that will help us get rid of destructive habits or give up old anger or hurts. Oh yes, the new year ahead is full of possibilities and miracles as we follow after Jesus, because He will help us to become new. You know, Dottie Rambo sings a song that reminds us that we can have a new beginning this year. She sings, He looked beyond my faults.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm so thankful that God looks beyond my faults and sees my tears. And yes, He knows our desire to be a new person this coming year. He sees our desire to believe for miracles and to trust in Him more fully, to depend on Him each and every day. You know, there are so many promises in the Bible for us, and sometimes they seem beyond our reach. And yet they are true and for us because God has promised them. Sometimes even the promise to become a new creature and change into His likeness seems too hard. After all, we live here on earth where we face many challenges. And yes, the power of God will help us to reach huge goals, plans, and dreams as we give them to Him. But King David also wrote in Psalm 103 that we are but dust. And God does understand our weaknesses, and He understands that we indeed are but dust. And yet, Paul, in writing to Timothy, said, "Take pains with these things and be absorbed in them, so that your progress may be evident to all." Notice that Paul didn't say to Timothy, "so that your perfection may be evident to all." No, he wrote, "progress." God encourages us to be in process, little by little, to progress and grow and change into His likeness on a daily basis. Recently, I heard that there is what is called the 1% principle. It's the goal of changing just a little at a time, bit by bit, day by day, learning to just be 1% happier, or 1% more loving, 1% laughing more, 1% better at forgiving, reading the Bible 1% more, 1% better at memorizing Scripture, 1%, well, you fill in the blank. What would you like to do 1% better than last year? What would you like to accomplish this coming year? Even if you're only 1% better at what you accomplish each and every day, you'll be blessed. You know, it's exciting to realize that with the Lord's help, we really can change and grow. It reminds me of how the little eagle learns to fly. For days, he hops up and down on the edge of the nest, strengthening the muscles in his little wings as he flops them around, up and down, a little at a time. But then, one day, the little eagle learns to get up on the edge of the nest and jump. And he learns to soar. And we watch the little eagle catch the wind high above us. Well, there's a song that I love that reminds us that God will raise us up to fly like an eagle. Here is Steve Emerson singing for you, "On Eagle's Wings."
Raise you up on eagle's wings. they will bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. And he will raise you up on eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, make you to shine like the
Yes, God will raise you up on eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, make you shine like the sun, and hold you in the palm of His hand. That's God's promise for you in the coming year. Let me read the whole promise to you. In fact, it can be your promise verse for the coming year, and is found in Isaiah 41, 9 and 10. I have called you from the ends of the earth, for I have chosen you and will not throw you away. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. Oh, what a promise from a God who loves you. Yes, He says He will strengthen you, help you, and then even hold you in His hand. In fact, the promise of holding you in His hand is so important that He repeated it later in the chapter. God wanted to be sure you remembered it when hard times come. He will strengthen you, help you, and hold you. Well, my time with you is about over, and if you would like a copy of that verse on a special script magnet to put on your refrigerator, or to keep by your bedside, just write or email me and ask for it. And I also have a favor to ask. We have begun broadcasting on some new stations in the last few months. And for everyone who writes or emails me this month of January from the new stations, I will also send you as my gift Reflections, a devotional book that I wrote about plants and animals, in addition to the script magnet. Or you may have been listening on some of the other stations for some time but haven't written in and thinking that you're going to be inundated with mail. Well, even though we have been blessed by the Lord and broadcast all over the world, we're still a small ministry. And since I don't use a company to write my newsletter, but write to you out of my heart, you will only be receiving one newsletter a month. We also don't use guilt or fear tactics to get you to donate, but rather simply ask the Lord to speak to hearts to support the ministry if they're being blessed. Unlike most radio and TV programs, we're not supported by a church or other large organization. Our help to stay on the air on your station comes from people just like you. Maybe someone sitting next to you in church, or even a neighbor. So if the Lord speaks to your heart to send even a small gift, we would be so blessed. But even if you cannot give, I would love it if you write and tell me what station you listen to, and I'll be delighted to send you my free book, Reflections, as well as the magnet. So listen to the announcer for my contact information, and I'll look forward to hearing from you. So until next time, this is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on Facebook.com/ The Samantha Landy. That's Facebook.com/ The Samantha Landy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.